This is Janice Kaufman with Baltimore Internet Radio, and I'm here with Paul Wellman, owner of Feats. He puts the PW in PW Feats. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Janice.
And we're here at the fabulous Lord Baltimore Hotel celebrating the Baltimore Holiday Bash, which I know Feats has a huge part of. Can you tell us a little bit about the Holiday Bash and your involvement in it?
So we've been involved in the Holiday Bash because it supports the National Academy Foundation Schools. And the National Academy Foundation Schools are really, it's really the first in the country to have a grade 6 through 12 focus on hospitality and tourism, IT, finance, law, and engineering. So these are all career academies. And these career academies are giving kids who would never have the opportunity to have exposure to a professional environment, professional what it's like to be actually on the job, have folks come into the classroom, and so forth. So what we're doing here is pretty revolutionary for over 600 of these academies across the country.
Well, I know you and Feats have been very involved with the National Academy Foundation. When did this start?
It actually started about 20 years ago when I was asked by a general manager to come take a look at what was then the Southwestern High School's Academy of Hospitality and Tourism. And it was in a building that looked much like a prison, and I found my way winding up the hill, and I looked and I couldn't find the front door, and I finally found it, and there were chains, and there was an officer at the front, and he asked who I was and let me in. This is not what I remember as a school when I grew up, right? So I went in, I told him where I was headed, he pointed me in a direction, and I finally bumped into somebody, no eye contact of course from everybody in the school, and I finally found this little office, and it said Academy of Hospitality and Tourism, and there was somebody there, gave me this big greeting. Right? And she said, well, let me come take you and show you some of the facilities. So that's exciting. Let me show you the library. We walked down the hall. And she said, look at this beautiful room. I said, that's beautiful. What is this? It's a library. What do you mean it's a library? There are no books. And she took me to the bathroom. Right? She took me to the bathroom. And I said, oh, my God, I wouldn't go here. You know, I'm terrified, right? So I found my way. And finally, though, I said, well, what's going on here? Tell me about the students. So this was an academy within a high school.
Right.
In this academy, these students from the same neighborhood, the same families, were coming to school 80% of the time. Mm-hmm. Their brothers, sisters, cousins, neighbors, about 40 to 50% of the time. So I said, there is something here that is remarkable. I want to get involved.
I'm sure National Academy Foundation is certainly glad that you did. I know you've done a lot for them. And we did speak to a gentleman earlier that was talking about the high graduation rate and placement rate, and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful thing for the city and for the kids in the city.
It is amazing. I mean, you get these students who really never thought about going to college. Now they're all getting in, but they're not all going yet. So the next step is to really work with them and get them ready for college to actually succeed in college. And those that are doing incredibly well. So we're getting a much higher rate of folks who are completing. And that's really exciting. So, and this is happening nationally as well, because we're involved nationally with the National Academy Foundation as well, working on their annual conference with 1,300 folks.
That brings us to you and Feats and who and what Feats is. Now, I know a little bit about Feats because I actually worked for you for a week, like 20 years ago.
Time to come back?
Well, I
guess you're a little busy.
I helped decorate trees at Towson Town Center for you. It was many years ago with Mara Majorowicz. I don't know if you remember her.
Wow.
But yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I know Feats has gone, done great things since then. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Well, what's been interesting is that we've been focusing for the last, I guess, 5 years on education. And that's about 80% of our work now.
Wow.
And so we work with universities across the country. We help them figure out how to increase their engagement. We help them figure out how to connect with their large donors. We help them figure out how to get folks excited about a college or university when they set foot on it for the first time. Why come here instead of somewhere else? So we've really had a great time. And then I'm board chair of Teach for America starting in January. So, and then of course still on the board 20 years later of the National Academy Foundation Schools. And then we have something called the Advisory Board Leaders Council, where folks around the country who are involved in advisory boards help kind of develop best practices and share those with others across the country. So really thinking about how do we leverage what we've done over all these years.
Right. Well, I know Feats has an international presence. I know you have a lot of clients all over the world. I know some of your people have traveled to Japan and such doing work. So, and because our audience with Baltimore Internet Radio is international, You know, I want the audience to know about the great work that they can get from FEATS.
Oh, yeah. So we're working right now with probably one of the leading business schools in the country. And we're going to be working all over the world with them. Probably, I don't know how many different countries we'll be going to. But it's all about being able to really tell their stories in ways that are quite compelling so that people think, wait a minute, you know, why don't we invest in that? Because that's how we can leverage our dollars. I think we're really interested in working for organizations who want to leverage their assets, their dollars, their talent. Sometimes it's teaching teachers. Sometimes it's creating that discovery. So what allows somebody the freedom to do that? Often it takes money, it takes focus, it takes an interest, it takes the right board members. So how do we help organizations really kind of accelerate change? We're really all about ultimately being a small part of that work. So if we can be a part of doing work that's going to, in effect, change the world, one little event at a time, or one kind of campaign at a time, and usually maybe it's a year long, 5 years, whatever that takes, then we feel like, you know what, we maybe made a bit of a difference. So that's what we're all about.
Well, thank you so much for giving me a little bit of your time this evening. I'm going to let you go back in and enjoy yourself. Thanks again, Paul Wallman from PW FEATS. This is Janice from Baltimore Internet Radio.